96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Blue Stem.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 23rd of June, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by SOS Director Connie Cahoon. Connie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Outstanding. Well, it's just about time to launch SOS Strong, is it not?
It is. I can't believe this time has rolled around quickly for SOS Strong 22. So we're very excited. We have 16 gentlemen joining us this year and are just really ready to get started.
All right. For those who might not know, Connie, tell us how this all works. What's the process here?
So SOS Strong consists of men in our community who are dedicated to helping end domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse. Basically, a strong man stands up for himself, but a stronger man stands up for others. So we are going to ask these gentlemen to go out and tell all their friends about SOS, the services that we provide, and everything that we can do for our clients so they can go from victims to survivors. While they're doing so, we're asking them to also raise $1,000. You know, that's really important. We need these type of fundraisers to help fill in the gaps of grants. Grants only cover certain things, and so there's a lot of little things that are not covered by grants. For instance, some of the advocates have grant funding, but like my job is very important to help things running, and not all of my job is covered by a grant. So we have some major needs, and that's not it, just yet. You know, we have stuff that we want to do for clients. You know, if they need help with some child care, or they need some food, or they need a few things. We want to have some funds set aside to be able to help wherever we need it to help our clients succeed.
You know, Connie, I think that's a really good point for folks to understand here is really how this money goes down and helps the people in need. How has the money from SOS Strong in years past really helped at that immediate level here for folks that are coming in or folks that are already established SOS clients?
Well, we are very fortunate that we have such a great and supportive community. So we do these type of fundraisers to help fill in those little gaps. So, you know, we might have someone that's been in a shelter and they've left everything in their home. So, you know, to be able to flee safety and to save their lives, basically, and the lives of their children often. So they're starting a new household all over again, and we want to be able to provide resources for them. They have so many barriers that they have to face in life, being a victim. We are able to then go out and help maybe get them some groceries or help pay some rent, or maybe their kiddo hasn't been to a doctor, or maybe there's some funding needs for a prescription. We also help when we do trainings. We like to provide, you know, we do trainings for our CASA of volunteers, and we like to be able to provide, you know, maybe some food for them if they're coming to training right after work because they don't have time to go home and grab something to eat. We might be able to feed them some food while they're here as we're doing some training for them. You know, we are in desperate need of CASA volunteers, and so, you know, we want to find ways to make sure that we engage them and help them be able to be here and to fight that fight for those kiddos, those child on need of care cases in the court system.
In talking with SOS Director Connie Cahoon on our Primetime Newsmaker, it is 7:25. Little light rain out there right now, 72 degrees. Well, Connie, in the past, this has been a very impactful fundraiser, has it not? Guys have been doing a great job for years, haven't they?
They have. They have been doing a great job for many, many years. I lost track with COVID. I think this is our seventh or eighth year. But we do have 16 men. They've all taken the Strong Men's Pledge. to lead by example, to not blame victims, to be an upstander, to not engage in violence, to stand up for someone in need, and always use your voice to speak and for what is right. We have had matching funds in the past. We're still kind of looking for that point in this SOS Strong ambassador team. So we'll see if we can get that a matching grant that will really, or a matching donor that will help kind of match some of those funds, which will make a big difference. But let me quickly run down the guys if I can.
Sure.
I'll do it very fast here. Alex Mosikowski, Basil Kessler, Brad Stewart, Chris Leinberger, Chris Schmidt, Corey Linton, Jake Scott, Jason Santangelo, Jim Lohmeyer, Mike Phillips, Mike Wilkerson, Mike Stubbs, we have a lot of Mikes, Ryan Conley, Tegan Trahoon, Taylor Surmeyer, and Tim Wacker. So we have a great group of guys, you know, and these guys are ready to go. We had our kickoff last night, and so they are just ready and willing to step up and take this challenge on. And so I'm excited to be able to share success stories with you all.
Well, and it's been a good year for SOS. You had the ladies get involved this
right,
year, and
yes.
That, I think, was deemed very successful, wasn't it, Connie?
It was. It's amazing. You know, who knew that the women were so competitive? I'm kind of competitive, so I kind of knew. But, you know, not everybody's that way. But, you know, it's amazing. They see a worthwhile cause, and people in our community are just really good about stepping up for good causes like the cause of SOS.
Connie, what's ahead here as far as the timetable is concerned here? How fast does the campaign wrap up, and what do you have planned here for the wrap-up process?
So we've officially kicked off. I think our actual official kickoff date is the 27th, which is Monday, and we go through July 27th. So they'll have a month, basically, to do all this kind of thing. They'll do all kinds of unique fundraisers. Mike Phillips has Harry and Lloyd's, and he talked about having all the guys come in and doing a major fundraiser there. You know, Brad Stewart is doing a golf tournament. So you'll need to be watching our website to see the different things that are coming out. And look on these guys' Facebook pages, our Facebook page, to find out what these guys are going to do. And it'll be really unique and interesting to see. And then once this wraps up, we'll have a celebration with the guys. And one of the things I love about this is the guys will come back and say, you know what, my neighbor used SOS services, and I've known them for years, and I had no idea that you all really helped them. They said you saved their lives. Or, you know, another one will say, oh, my gosh, when I was my friend was in foster care and they had a CASA, and they're still friends with that CASA today. You know, or I used the visitation center when I was a kid. I was so thankful I still got to see my biological father. You know, so you just, it's amazing the stories that they'll come back with and the lives that they'll intermingle with during this time that they had no idea were survivors.
Well, and these guys certainly, I know a number of them will be using KVOE as a platform as well, and we're certainly mm-hmm. glad to help out with SOS Strong, with officially launches on Monday, June the 27th. Connie, thanks for all you do, and as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you all for what you do, because you make a large difference in our community. We could not do what we do without your support and the support of our community. So thanks to everyone.
Connie, thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Connie.
You too.
Yeah, Connie Cahoon, director of SOS, SOS Strong, launches on Monday, Chuck.
Boy, can't wait for that. That is a really worthy effort here by SOS Strong.